Petra, you've been in training for the marathon for 12 weeks now. What advice would you give would-be runners?
Well, for a start, if you've never done a race before, like me, you have to go and get yourself a good fitness trainer. It helps keep up the motivation, and if you want to avoid painful blisters and swollen ankles and that kind of thing, you're best off finding someone who knows what they're doing and can work out the right training plan for you. Look, I'm the first to admit that I'm basically lazy and that the idea of running 5 or 6 times a week doesn't actually appeal. So I was more than pleased when I found out I didn't have to. I suppose I wanted a shortcut to being a marathon runner.
Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yes. My fitness trainer, Sean Deacon, he's very much against people wearing themselves out before they even get to the day of the marathon. He encourages people to work on improving their overall strength before they go anywhere near an actual long run. So I was doing tons of sit-ups and press-ups and weightlifting, that kind of thing, before I did any kind of practice running at all. I've heard other runners say you've got to train the way you feel best, by instinct almost, but that wouldn't have worked for me.